second grade. Tried to get my hair to flop like Ringo's so I could impress Sheila Watkins, whose inability to ship kisses to England led her to announce that she'd settle for reasonable facsimile, provided he could also play drums. I owned a snare and cymbal, four adjustable rings. Each day I would try forcing my locks into action. The tight curls were forever sleeping. I asked my barber what he could do about this. "Aren't you proud of being Negro?" he asked. "Sure," I answered, "but what if Sheila doesn't change her mind?"